Hello and welcome to Corn Talk. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. Corn Talk is a weekly program of the Missouri Corn Growers Association. And with me this week on Corn Talk is Fred Stemme. Fred works for the National Corn Growers Association, and many people remember him as former communications director for the Missouri Corn Growers. We want to talk about a group from Taiwan. They are the Goodwill Mission to talk about the new agreement reached between the United States and Taiwan. So why don't you tell us a little bit about this group and who was involved with it to get started?
The Taiwan Ag Trade Goodwill Mission included representatives from not only the Taiwanese government, but also several of their feed, grain, as well as livestock associations. This was a wonderful opportunity for us to reestablish our relationships with an important customer. Taiwan consistently purchases over 175 million bushels of corn annually from the United States. That makes them our top three export customer worldwide. They've really been a loyal, consistent customer, and it was really exciting for me to hear that that they really appreciate quality of the corn that that we send them from not only Missouri but nationwide.
This new agreement or intent to trade agreement, which was really just signed recently, is certainly a good news for corn growers here in the U.S., especially in Missouri. Any of the details of the agreement that you could share with us?
The joint communique agreement that's been signed, Taiwan has agreed to purchase the equivalent of up to 400 million bushels of corn over the next two marketing years. That could increase their annual purchase up 25 million bushels each year. So that's really good news. The mission is spent time in Washington, D.C. several weeks ago, and then has traveled last week through the states of Ohio, Indiana, Iowa, and saved the best for last. They were in Missouri. I know they spent a day in Jefferson City, and I had the honor to represent NCGA and corn farmers across the country in signing one of the joint trade communiques with Missouri Governor Matt Blunt as a witness. So really a great opportunity to not only thank a consistent customer, but to develop personal friendships with some of the ladies and gentlemen on the mission.
What were some of the things they were treated to give them the welcome that we certainly can do here in the United States?
Well, I think they had a number of opportunities. I believe every single person on the mission had the opportunity to ride on a combine, enjoy a cold beverage out in the field with several farmers. I know they were really honored to have the opportunity to sit down with Missouri Governor Matt Blunt.
Anything else about our relationship with the Taiwanese when it comes to exporting corn that we didn't touch on that Missouri growers ought to be aware of?
They're excited about the possibilities of bio-based products. We're very interested in our thoughts on transportation, the balance of trade, the strength of the U.S. dollar. So, again, a very sophisticated customer, and they've also heard a lot about the booming ethanol industry in the United States, and we were able to reassure them using not only USDA but other private data to show them that Missouri and the United States will remain a consistent customer over the next 5 to 10 years.
Thank you very much, Fred Stemme with the National Corn Growers Association here on Corn Talk. And I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.